Our guest is in the studio, Kerry Parkhurst. Before we get to Kerry, I was watching the news on Tuesday. It was 6:28, and this happened. I got a notification on my phone, so I went to it. It says, "Hi, Sean. It's Mark Laundrie. I did the bike ride from Belleville to Kingston for the Canadian Transplant Association this past summer. You did an interview with me. I'm sitting with a sister and a wife of an individual in need of a living liver donor. They need some exposure." And then he sent me details on the contact for Kerry and also the Facebook page and website, kevinsfight.ca. Immediately called Kerry Parkhurst and invited Kerry to join the show. That was Tuesday night. It's Friday morning. She's here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, good to see you.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, we just need you to get right up to that microphone, Kerry. I know this is a lot's happened in the last few days.
Absolutely.
And thank you for coming in this morning. And you also have some support here with you, Lily.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Lily.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase here. Your husband is Kevin.
Yes.
He has been fighting non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver. It's known as NASH for over 4 years now. He's been on the donor list for 1.5 years. And his condition is, his health is deteriorating.
It is. Absolutely, it is.
So where is he on the list as far as a liver donor?
So he is on the list for a deceased donor. But that list is extremely, extremely long. So the transplant team reached out to us and said the quickest, easiest, fastest route is to find a living donor.
Okay, so that's why Kerry's in today, to get the word out. We got to get some exposure for your husband, Kevin.
Absolutely, yes.
So what are the requirements then if someone in Mix Nation that is listening to this conversation, what do they have to do or what's ahead of them if they are a match?
Right. So a donor must be under 60 years old, in good health with no chronic diseases, blood type of an A or an O, negative or positive. And they've added a few requirements to help. If you are 175 pounds or more, mm-hmm. or closer to 5'9", 10 and above, that could give you a better match, a better chance at being a match.
How much of the liver, because I know you know this because you've been talking to professionals, doctors and whatnot.
Right.
And did a Google search.
Yes.
So with the liver, how much is taken for the transplant for Kevin?
They take about half of the liver and it's done the same day that Kevin would receive the liver. So they take about half of the liver and it grows back. It regenerates to at least 90% within the first 3 months.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so if somebody's worried about it, no, don't be. It does grow back within 3 months, almost to its full size, and then might probably just give it a year.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to its original.
Yeah, it's amazing, really. It really is amazing.
And life with you and Kevin for the past 4+ years.
Yes.
Running back and forth, endless trips to Toronto General Hospital.
Yeah.
And hoping for hope.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're just not there yet.
Not yet. But we keep believing that it's just one person. We just have to have the right person. And we constantly are saying, if you don't think that sharing a post or talking about us matters, it does matter. It could just be one post shared that will actually find us the donor. So.
And have you had people stepping up but just haven't been a match?
We have. We've had that we know of, because we don't know of everybody. We know of about 9 or 10 people that have been tested, but their liver has been too small or there's been a vein that's not quite in the right spot. So, yeah.
So what's the support like for transplant recipients in this province when Kevin was diagnosed? What's the, like, is it a lot of stuff, moving parts, paperwork, this, that? It's almost overwhelming, I would think.
It's very overwhelming. Toronto General Hospital has been amazing. They set us up with a social worker right away, and we did all the stuff we needed to do, multiple trips to Toronto, which we still do, but they were very, very good. There's also a support group that I joined, the Quinte Organ Transplant Support Group, which is where Mark Laundry came from. And they've been fantastic as well. So it's just actually taking the help. It's not always easy to take the help. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is, we appreciate you coming in. It's emotional for everybody involved.
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. But we have great support from our family and our friends and our community. We need a bigger reach. We've kind of exhausted our efforts in Trenton. So we need to reach further. We need to reach more people to get this to happen.
And how has the reaction been on social media and Facebook? Are people reaching out to you, spreading the words? How has it been recently?
People are. It's a little slower now, I think, because it's been a while. I think people are forgetting about it or thinking that he's found a donor or things like that. So it's slow now. We need people to start joining the Facebook page, kevinsfight.ca, and going to the website and reaching out and doing things like that. And I think the more the better at this point.
Kevin is 47 years old, comes from a good family, connected to a wonderful wife.
Thank you.
And how is he doing?
He's doing okay. He has good days and bad days. There's a lot of symptoms that come with this disease, and it's affected him.
Give us an example of a symptom.
Well, most recently, he's developed a blood clot and heart abnormalities. He was taken off the list for those two reasons, but he, as of November 18th, he is back on the list. So that was huge for us. Brain function is probably one of the major things. So they did take away his license. He's not able to drive because there's a lot of confusion on some days. Severe anemia, fatigue, that kind of thing. But he has good days where he's just his old self, and then there's other days where he can't do a lot. So,
So the urgency is there to all come together and help Kevin.
Well, this conversation today hopefully will generate more interest and give people an idea that, you know, I can help out Kevin and Carrie.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
No, thank you. Carrie, you run a business.
I do. Blush Floral in downtown Trenton. Which has been tough with this too, because there are a lot of days I've had to close because I go to every appointment with Kevin. But my customers and my community have been phenomenal. So,
and you mentioned to Miriam and I before we came on the air that the company that Kevin works for has been so supportive.
They've been good. He works for Chemelex in Trenton, and he's still getting all his, he's unable to work, but he's still getting all his benefits and things like that. So they've been really great. The union has been fantastic. So
thank you. And Lily, thank you for coming in.